Love is hard to believe. Ask any lover. Life is hard to believe. Ask any scientist. God is hard to believe. Ask any believer. What is your problem with hard to believe?
That is Jean Martel reading from his book, Life of Pi. It's the story of a young man, Pasin Molitor Patel, whose family runs a zoo in India, decides to move to Canada, and sells their animals to zoos in North America. But while the family and the animals are sailing to their new lives, the ship sinks, and Pi ends up in a lifeboat with a tiger. The book won this year's Man Booker Prize, a British award. Author Jean Martel joins us from the CBC studios in Toronto. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Martel.
My pleasure.
This is a great and fantastical story, but one of the great themes seems to be about faith in things unseen, to paraphrase St. Paul. Before he leaves on his journey, Pi Patel, who is a Hindu, a young Hindu, about 16 years old, I guess, decides he wants to become a Christian and a Muslim, as well as a Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be suggesting that modern humans need something beyond reason. Is that what you're saying here?
Oh, most definitely. I think if we only stick at the level of the material, I suspect we eventually go crazy, or certainly at least alienated. We need an element. I mean, there's several synonyms. I suppose the unseen, the magical, the irrational, maybe it's simply the emotional, because the rational, the logical, I think, tells us how to do things, but it doesn't tell us why.
Is this a personal journey that you've taken from a grounding in rationality to religion, or the opposite way?
I grew up in a household that was religiously neutral. Religion was simply never mentioned. And as a young man, I had all the intellectual prejudices that you'd have against religion that you get when you study philosophy, for example, or when you read about the abuses of organized religion. But finally, I realized that a certain dimension was missing in my life, mainly one that enabled me to cope with evil. Because that's the great failing of secular plans. You know, Karl Marx really had nothing to say about death or evil. So I was thinking, well, what exactly does religion have to offer? So what I thought I'd do in Life of Pi is try to pretend that I had faith. So one thing I did, for example, as part of my research, is I started going to Catholic Mass to see what exactly these Catholics did. And initially my viewpoint was strictly from the outside, sort of socio-anthropological, a novelist looking in. And bit by bit I was taken in by the beauty of the ceremony, by the beauty of the text, by the greater perspectives it gave me. And I've switched 180 degrees, actually, from considering religion to be absolutely of no interest intellectually to thinking it's the most fascinating thing that a mind could apprehend.
But religion these days is a bit of a hard sell. I mean, you have the situation in the Catholic Church with sexual abuse. You have the situation of Islamic fundamentalists wreaking violence on the West. You have the situation between Palestinians and Jews in the Mideast.
You're absolutely right. And those abuses are not to be papered over. I simply argue that there's more to it than that. I think, unfortunately, religion is plagued by fundamentalists. Now, every good idea can be kidnapped. And I have found in my own research that most people tend to know about religion only what they need to know to dismiss it. And so they will be aware only of the scandals. They're not aware of the people who quietly go to church, who are not hypocrites, who are not homicidal fanatics. You know, there are about 1 billion Muslims. That doesn't mean there's 1 billion fanatics who, at the least provocation, will chop your head off.
On the other hand, in the book, as Pi decides that he wants to become both a Christian and a Muslim in addition to becoming a Hindu, his mentor in the Islamic faith and his mentor in the Christian faith are both horrified that he should think that he could be both a Hindu and a Christian and a Muslim.
Well, the reason I did that is I wanted to discuss what's at the core of religion, which is faith. Now, it's interesting, if you look at the mystics of each faith, whether it's the Sufi mystics, the Muslim mystics, if you look at Christian mystics like St. John of the Cross, if you look at Hindu mystics like Ramakrishna, it's remarkable how they all speak the same language. And that is a language in which their relationship to God is personal and loving. It's when you get a bit further away from mysticism, when you get further away from faith, when you come to the level of dogma, that you seem to see these walls that are built between the religions. Now, I'm not at all arguing that all religions are the same. They're very, very different. But I think there are different ways of apprehending the greater mystery.
There's been a bit of a controversy surrounding this book. You borrow the central idea, A Boy in a Lifeboat with a Tiger, from a Brazilian author.
That's right, Moisés Clear. 12 years ago, I read a review in an American paper of a Brazilian novel. The premise of someone in a lifeboat with a wild animal, in this case it was a German with a, I thought it was a panther, but it turns out it's a jaguar. Anyway, I never read the book until, in fact, I'm just reading it now because I'm supposed to do a little review for a newspaper here. But I read this review, and I remember saying, damn, that's a good premise. I could do something with that. And in every interview that I've done, I've mentioned that I borrowed this premise. Now, I've spoken to Scliar, and there's no enmity whatsoever between us. I've spoken to his publisher several times. It really is a tempest in a teapot. What it raises to me, the most interesting question that it raised for me, was what is an appropriate source of inspiration for an artist? Mm.
Let me ask you about another big theme in this book, learning to live with and taming your fears. You say only fear can defeat life.
Well, I think fear is one of these emotions that push us forward. I mean, some emotions involve a degree of will. Like, for example, when you love something, you don't just sit passively and love. To love, you have to involve yourself. So does faith, in fact. Faith involves an active use of the will. Fear, however, is one where you have no will. I mean, you are afraid and you seem to have no choice about it. And how one deals with fear is, I think, one of the great challenges of life. And there are many kinds of fear. I mean, there's a literal, guttural fear of, I don't know, a bus is about to hit you. There's also more subtle fears, like the emotions you feel when you realize you're aging, that life is slipping away, a fear of loneliness, all those fears. It's very important to have the proper tools to deal with them. And one of those, I mean, of course, is art, reading, painting, music. So does religion. In giving us a greater perspective on things, there's a great line by William James in The Varieties of Religious Experience, where he says, the origin of religion is this, and there's a colon, and it's help, help.
Thanks very much for speaking with us, Mr. Martel.
My pleasure.
Jan Martel is the author of Life of Pi. It won this year's Man Booker Prize. He spoke with us from the studios of the CBC in Toronto.